forward, and I'm going to go down those lines tonight, praise God. Because how many know that everything that comes into our lives or happens is opportunity for us to mature, whether it's at home or whatever the case might be. But God's word and responsibility. The pastor's wife prophesied over us or spoke to us when we started coming down here to start a church. And she said, you would be amazed at how responsibility will mature you. And it will. It'll mature you, you know. Responsible wife, responsible husband, responsible at work. Everything will mature you, you know. And sure enough, you know, responsibility will cause you to mature, especially if you dive into God's word. You apply God's word. I asked my pastor, I said, how do I set the church up? And he said, you set it up as close to God's word as you can get it. And you know what? That works. And it works. A word-centered church will be a powerful church. You know, God's word says, give me that Deuteronomy 8:3, Beth. This is where he's talking about the children of Israel here. He said, if you humble thee and suffer thee to hunger, fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy father know, that he might make thee know that man doeth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God doeth man live. And he goes on, he starts telling them how he kept them through the word. He kept them through the word. But Jesus used that. Jesus used that when he was led up into the wilderness by the Spirit of God to be tempted of the devil. He used them. He quoted Deuteronomy 8:3 and 6:16 in two of those temptations. And but how many knows the word of God is one of our weapons? Yeah. It's a weapon, praise God. But not only is it a weapon, it helps us to mature in the Lord and integrity. God wants us to continue growing in Him, just continue to grow. And give me that 1 Peter 2, Beth. Let's pray. Father, we just praise you right now. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your anointing tonight, God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord. And we thank you for the Word of God, Lord. We thank you, Father, that your Word transforms our life, Lord. It transforms our heart, our thinking, and our situations, Lord. Thank you tonight that we have ears to hear, eyes to see, hearts to receive and understand. And Father, we ask you to help us, Lord. Help us to minister. Help us to minister to you. Help us to receive, Father. And we glorify you in it, Lord. And we bind every principality and power to try to hinder this service tonight in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father. You said that if you be high and lifted up, you would draw all men to you, Father. We're lifting you up right now, Lord. And we thank you, Father. We're magnifying you through the word of God tonight, Lord. And I thank you, Father, that signs, wonders, and miracles will follow this service tonight, Lord. We'll be sure to give you all the glory. And I thank you, your word will not return void, but it'll go and do what you've sent it out to do, Father. I thank you, Lord, for that, Lord. And we just receive it right now. And we give you the glory for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Amen. I'm waiting on the Holy Spirit. I don't know if you felt it. That's why I said let's pray. Yep. I don't know if you feel it, but I do. A hindered. Yep. Praise God. But we ain't only hindered, right? Amen. This is our service. Amen. We come here to worship the Lord and receive from him, praise God. And the Bible says that we know that he hears us. And if he hears us, we have the petitions that we ask of him, praise God. Amen. And I believe in God that signs, wonders, and miracles will follow this service tonight. Amen. And if you feel that thing, right now the Bible says we're submitted to God, resisting. And he has to flee. Yes. So if you don't yield to how you feel and all that stuff, praise God. Faith is not, how many knows that faith is not necessarily a feeling? It's a choice. We choose to believe the word of God. We choose to walk in the anointing. We choose to have the grace of God operate. It says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that we may grow by there. The word grow means to enlarge. God wants us to enlarge spiritually. He wants us to enlarge in every area of our life, praise God. Well, there's many adversaries that's coming. I mean, you look around, there's all kinds of opportunities for us to be listening to the news, the wet, all the things that are going on, and be discouraged. The way things are, the way things feel. Called a hairdresser today, and she hadn't been cutting hair for a long time. Her husband died, and And then she was going to open back up, and then somebody hit her, and it broke her arm. They had to go in and put a plate in there. And I told her, I said, well, you know what? I said, I'm coming back when you go back to work. I said, but I'm going to be praying for you. I'm going to pray for a speedy recovery, that you be totally healed. Praise God. And you know, I thought about it. I thought, when I got off the phone with her, I thought, man, her husband died. Then she had a wreck and broke her arm in two or three places, you know. And I thought about all of the things that the Bible says. It says, by Jesus stripes we're healed. And I thought, I'm going to stand on that word for her. I don't know if she knows how to stand on the word. She's a Christian. Praise God. But many things are coming to distract us. Come on, somebody. Yeah. Hallelujah. But you know, everything that comes into our life, if we will handle it God's way, stay focused on God and through the word of God, he'll work it to our good. Romans 8, 28 says, for we know that he works all things together for the good of those that love him. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Give me that, let me have that Luke 6. It says, and why call ye me Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever comes to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them. I mean, James says, be doers of the word, right, and not just hearers, deceiving ourselves. And you know, a doer is an embracer. And I like to give the biggest example that made it really real to me of being a doer of the word is when I read the Bible. It says, love your enemies. And I shut the Bible, you know, and a little later on, it wasn't too long, God told me, he said, my word is not to destroy you. He said, my word is to set you free. But you've got to embrace the word of God. And I embraced the word of God and said, Lord, I love my enemies, Lord. I did it by faith, praise God. And you know what? It wasn't too long till it was killing anger and uprooting things out of my life, praise God. Well, see, I embraced the word of God, and it caused me to grow in the love of God. You know, and that's what he's saying here. Not just hearing the word of God. See, I hear the word of God, love your wife as Christ so loved the church. And then when I'm put to the test, I can hear it and know it and not do it.
Right.
And that's what it's talking about. Well, when it comes to finances, a lot of us face financial things, you know. And I praise God that the word of God works. I'm telling you, I'm in a place, I don't have to really, I mean, God began to tell me to change some things, change some thinking and this and that. And then when I did and started applying what God was telling me and standing on God's word and made some adjustments according to the way things were going, made sure I was focused on the word of God, I began to prosper. I prospered throughout the whole pandemic.
Hallelujah.
Still prospering.
Amen.
Just the other day, I had a door, and the door opening was 10 foot 8, and it was a $2,800 job. And for some reason, they either sent it 9 foot or I ordered it 9 foot. Don't matter to me, it was 9 foot tall. So I pulled tape, this and that, you know, and I thought, well, bless God, I told Travis, I said, this is going in there. So I cut the track off, modified the track a little bit. Well, the dude pulls up, Travis said, you going to tell him? And I said, absolutely, I'm going to tell him. I go up there and tell him. I said, they sent the door 9 foot. I said, I'll just throw it up to your ceiling is all it'll do. I said, you okay with that? And he said, yeah, we put it in, praise God.
Yeah. Bless him, Lord.
I was believing God. Travis, I can't believe that door went, you know. And I said, Jesus, work that out for me. Well, I believe Romans 8, 28.
Right.
Now, I'm not going to sit down there. I'm going to look at the options and see how I feel. That's the way you ought to do. How many know we should be discerning things?
Right.
When discouragement comes your way, think about it, praise God. The Bible says he works all things together for the good. Well, either we believe he's going to do it or he ain't.
Amen.
Right.
If we believe he's going to do it, we will see God's goodness. And that's what David said. He said, I would have fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. See what that Bible does for me in that? It brought it out to show me that I've got to believe to see God's goodness. Man shall not live by bread alone. That's what he's talking about. Whatever I've read in there that sticks out and gets in my heart, praise God. But I've got to use the word of God. You've got to use the word of God. We've got to use the word of God. Hallelujah. You know, I was overworking today at the land, and I praise God. Every time I drive fence post, I praise God. I drove fence post to about lunch, and I got a little tired, you know. But it used to in my garden back 2 years ago, or before 2 years ago, I would drive one or two fence posts in my soft garden, and I would find myself on my knees in pain. And I would cry out to God and say, God, you said you work all things together for the good. Thank you, Lord. Strengthen me. Strengthen me. And he'd strengthen me, and I'd go on. You know, the doctor said I shouldn't even been walking. I just wonder I hadn't done fell over dead or something before I had the open heart surgery. Well, today I was up there driving. I looked at them posts, and I thought, well, here we go. See, the past. And I thought, no, I'm a new man. But God, I'm better now than I was 2.5 years ago. Man. Well, I scattered those posts out there, praise God, and I thought, I'm going to go hook the tractor up and dig some post holes. And I thought, nah, I'm just going to do it with the post hole diggers. So I go get the post hole diggers out, hard ground up there. And I've done all those with the post hole diggers, and then I drove all of those posts in that holding lot, praise God, and I was praising God the whole time. Glory to God, I'm not in any pain, Lord. And I wasn't saying it by faith. I was saying it because I had faith in God and he brought me to this place. Hallelujah. Well, see, it works, praise God. But you know what? It wasn't overnight all that happened.
Right.
It was standing on God's word, growing in confidence in the Lord, taking those things that was coming against me physically, using the word of God, by Jesus' stripes, I'm healed, speak into my body. You know, and I tell the Lord all the time, Lord, I thank you that the blessing is working in my life. I'm blessed going in, blessed going. That's what he's talking about here. Whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them. Go on, let's do the rest of it. He's like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood rose, the stream beat vehemently upon the house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon the rock. But he that heareth these sayings like a man without a foundation. See, he's talking about people that hears the word, reads the word, meditates on the word, and does it, uses it, uses the word of God. The Lord spoke to me back years and years ago, and I would hear the word of God, and I would hear people say, well, you know, you ain't got to say it out your mouth. You ain't got to say it out your mouth. Well, I heard a preacher say, and I thought, well, God knows your thoughts and all that. It's really got nothing to do with what God knows.
Right.
God spoke to the earth, spoke to light, darkness, and said, light be.
Yeah.
He already had it in him, but he voiced his will. He voiced the power. And me and you've got to voice the power, hallelujah. We've got to voice the power, and that's growing up. That's maturing, hallelujah. But you know what? I heard a preacher just not long after somebody told me that, well, you don't have to confess. And I knew a lot of people that didn't like to confess the word of God. I don't know why, but I thought it was pretty good myself, you know. And so he brought up the scripture in Romans 10 over there about getting saved with the heart. Man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. And then I found the scripture in Romans 4 over there where it says, he calleth though God calls those things that be not as though we were. Then later on, got a scripture where it says, as God is, so are we in this earth.
Amen.
As God is, so are we. Hallelujah. And so I thought, well, it don't make me no difference what men say or anything. I'm going to take God and his word in the Bible. If I'm going to be like God, I'm going to call things that be not as though. And a lot of times, you know, I would go around and I would just tell myself, I'm blessed going in, blessed going out. The blessing's working in my life. Hallelujah. It's where I said it today over my business and over the church. And I said it today. Thank you, Lord. The blessing of the Lord is working in everybody's life in the church, Lord. Now, we're not going to determine based on what it looks like and what it feels to help us, Lord, to be in faith and to stay in faith and have integrity in the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Bless you, Lord.
You know, the woman with the issue of blood, she had had it for many years. Went to the physician, spent all she had. It grew worse, the Bible says. She is internally bleeding, is what they say. And you know what? She heard about Jesus. Evidently, I don't know, the Bible don't say, but she heard, I believe she heard, that if you can just touch the hem of his garment, you'll be made whole. Because that's what she said. She said within herself, if I could but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. And you know what? Even Jesus proved it out with his words. She pressed herself through all of her circumstances to touch the Word of God.
Amen.
He was the Word of God made flesh.
Yeah.
John 1. And you know what? When she touched the hem of that garment, virtue left Jesus. Do you know that our faith causes virtue to be released out of the kingdom of God? The anointing, the grace of God into our life. It can actually multiply the grace of God in our life. And you know, and so I told the devil back when the pandemic started, we shut the church down long. I wasn't going to shut this church down long now. I mean, I just believe we got to hear the word of God. I believe in media is good. I mean, there ain't nothing wrong with that, but there ain't nothing like an anointing in a service that's called together by the Lord and everybody coming together. Praise God. There's nothing like that corporate anointing that does stuff that is really unfelt sometimes, but is seen later in our lives. Hallelujah. And I mean, you need to be speaking to your finances. I mean, inflation's getting high. Listen to the news. Listen to the news. It's going to be around a long time, they say. $3 and something a gallon already. Well, I done been through $5 before.
Right.
Come on, somebody. I done been through $5 a gallon. I made it. Jesus said, he said it. The Bible said, the Paul said, my God will supply all of my. Well, he ain't changing cause of inflation. They say inflation is the highest it's been in 30 years. I'm not going to. The Bible says that I won't even know when famine comes. Come on, somebody. I believe that for me.
Yes.
What if things slow down, Brother Scotty? Well, the Bible don't.
That's right.
The Word don't. When it come and it beat against the house, financial pressure in the marriage, you couldn't shake it, built on a rock. He said, Jesus said, those that hears the word of God and does it, that's the ones that's building their life on a solid foundation. And then all of these things are going to come against us, praise God. But all of these things will work for our good. They will reveal God's glory to us if we don't cave when the things come our way, praise God. I'm giving now more than I ever have. I'm giving. Giving. Why? I'm creating a harvest in my future. The Bible don't change. He says, if I give, it'll be given unto me good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. That's my word.
Amen.
I took it to myself. Jesus said, if I hear his sayings, and he said it, it's in red letters, and do it, embrace it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, we got the anointing now.
Bless him, Lord.
Anointing's flowing in here now, praise God. You know, this is our service, praise God. This is our life. There's nothing but good ahead for the body of Christ. I done read the scripture here where it says that he's coming back after a glorious church. Not a weak church, not a broke church, not a defeated, not an oppressed church. He's coming back after a body that is strong. They're strong in the anointing, strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. They took the word of God. The Bible says in Ephesians 6, over there, I believe it's verse 13, it says, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Amen.
It's a weapon. It's a weapon. I've whipped poverty in my life through Jesus.
Amen.
But I didn't know you could until I started reading that Bible and hearing some good biblical teaching and going and finding out that that's in the Bible, praise God. Because most people that I knew, it was preachers, they said you're just supposed to be broke. You're supposed to be humble and just broke. And I mean, they literally told me that. You know, when I read in the Bible where Jesus become poor, that I might be rich. And I started right then. I thought, if Jesus had it all and became poor where I could be rich, why would I want to think I'm supposed to be broke and just a good minister for the Lord Jesus?
Right.
Well, I'm not broke. Some people get up and say, don't get mad at me. I didn't do it. The blessing did it.
Right. Hallelujah.
I can't help it. I just believe it. I just believe it, and it just happens. Well, I told the Lord, I said, thank you, Lord. Money comes from every way to us at the body of Christ, at the church. Lord, we have more. And you know what? Money's coming in from out of state.
Bless him, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You say, well, I ain't been given as much as I ought to. Well, they're catching your boat. Come on, somebody out of town, they're catching your boat. They're catching the blessing. They're going to get in on the anointing. We're anointed to prosper. This church is anointed to grow up. It's anointed to grow and deepen spiritually, physically, financially, emotionally. Listen, you can't stand under the word of God preached under the anointing and stay oppressed if you'll go out and do it. If you'll go out and embrace that, stand in the mirror, call yourself strong. Call yourself, just say to yourself, I have on the mind of Christ. I'm letting the word of God dwell in me richly in all things. Speaking to myself in psalms and songs, hymns and songs, spiritual songs, making melody in my heart to the Lord. That's what it says to do. And don't say go around thinking how bad things are, how bad things going to get, if things get any worse, it's going to be really bad at my house. No, it ain't. Don't draw that junk to you. Don't draw that anointing. I say to my place all the time over there, these squirrels love it over here. They come over here to eat my fruit and stuff. I'm going to get them this year. Which they didn't do it this year, they did last year. But I spoke over them. I said, Lord, thank you, Lord. You'll protect my fruit, that they're not going to come and eat my fruit. Well, then my, whatever you call them, they rotted before they got. And I told Chris yesterday, I said, whatever we got to do, whenever they start blooming, I'm not going to lose crop this year. Well, I'm going to start speaking to them. Y'all are going to bear, I said bumper crops. And I had a bumper crop in everything. Man,
hallelujah.
I mean, I really did. We really did. We had a bumper crop, man. Plums, apples, peaches. But some of them I allowed. See, you can allow things that's not supposed to take place. We're supposed to be speaking the blessing to our situation. It's not just up to God. I told the Lord today, I said, Lord, I'm increasing physically in my body. I'm getting stronger in my body, stronger. I'm getting stronger because I'm letting the word dwell in me richly. The Bible says in all wisdom. But he said here that if we'll do it, that we'll be upon it. And look, this is a parable of two foundations that Jesus was talking about. But he was relaying it to us. You know, if I believe I'm healed, then I'm not going to confess if arthritis attacks me. Right. I'm not just going to say, well, it runs in the family and all that, you know. And I mean, even when I went in for nose surgery, I've been standing on the word of God for years and years and years, you know, praise God. And I felt like the Lord was saying, this is the route. So I went and had it. How many knows you can have surgery by faith? You can say, God, this is the route that you're going. This is the route that you choose. Praise God. I'm not having my, I didn't put my faith in that doctor 1 minute. Not 1 minute. Wow. I actually busted him with $100 bill after he did it. He's like, oh, man. I said, Mom, now go get you some steak, man. Appreciate you doing surgery on me. Then I told him a scripture he needs to put in the office in there. Wow, I was in there in faith. Was I in pain? Oh, you better believe it. I was miserable. When they did that nose surgery on me, then I had to suck that saline or whatever that stuff was, and it got around. They had things about that long stuck up my nose, man. Mm. I didn't know how big they was. I was knocked out when they put them in there. But boy, when he got a hold of that thing, I told her, she touched my nose, and I said, hey, you're going to numb me, ain't you? Nah, it won't. It ain't going to numb you, get in there. But he goes, ah, and pulled it out. I mean, tears. I said, oh, man. I said, can't you give me something to kill that pain on the other side? Nah, about a minute. Pulled it out. That was about that long. Well, you know what? I mean, the whole week I was actually miserable. And we went up to rented a cabin and took the 2 grandkids. I was miserable fishing, but you never knew it. Now, I might have whined a little bit, but I don't remember it. What's the use of whining? Right? I mean, I'd do that, and it'd just build up, you know, that salt around that up there, couldn't get it out, and my nostrils up into my eyes and head was plumb sore. But they didn't know it. Aubrey and them didn't know it. We're out there in the paddle boat, and I carried them out in the paddle boat, and we're out there fishing and all that, you know, praise God. And I'm confessing over myself, no weapon formed against me will prosper. The whole time, I stayed strong on the inside. The whole time, I stayed strong. And everybody enjoyed it. Hallelujah. It's like I told somebody the other day, I said, listen to me. You're not the only one facing things. I said, everybody's facing challenges, some form or another. I said, but everybody ain't going, and some of us, and I'm one of them, I'm not going to cow down and bow down to my feelings, my body, nothing in the all this, in the natural world, praise God. I'm believing there's going to be an outpouring of God's Spirit on the planet, praise God. Hallelujah. This is going to bring a God revival to this nation, to the planet, hallelujah. I believe we're in the best times. We're having to fight, yes. We've been in a two-year battle. This church has been attacked for about 3 or 4 months now. There's some people got took out, hallelujah. So all of y'all made it.
Amen.
You, some of you wanted to quit, thought about quitting, all that, praise God. But I'm done up here. I ain't quitting nothing. Black God, I'm done quitting.
Yeah.
I'm just done quitting. Half of the praise team couldn't make it tonight, and nothing wrong with that. I mean, things come up and everything. Now, I thought we'd just call the service off.
Bless the Lord.
The thought come to me.
Come on.
I cast that. Don't the Bible say that in 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5, we walk in, but we don't war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God, pulling down those strongholds, casting down every thought and imagination that argues against the word of God.
Amen.
And I told Satan, I said, you might as well shut up, stupid.
Right.
We're going to have church. I don't care what happens, praise God. Had some people one time, not leaving church now. You hear it all the time. Church, 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 church. Don't lay out of church. Don't lay out of church. Just don't lay out of church. And some people, praise God, they know how we stand back. There'd come a big ice storm, and we're there, and I wanted to call the service off that morning. I asked Teresa, I said, what do you think? It was snow on the roads. Snowed all night. What do you think? She said, what did Jesus say? I thought I knew she was going to say that. Man, you look out there, Jesus ain't going to drive on that ice. You know? And so I turned around there and I thought, but God, that's the flesh. That's just all that is my flesh. I got a good reason to call off church because there's some snow on the road. I thought, but you know what? The fire of God can melt the snow. God can cure it. And you know what? We got ready to come on to church, and there's some people that called, their church was called off, and they all got together, and they said, let's go down to Faith Way Christian Center. I know they have a church.
Amen.
That boy down there, he don't call nothing off.
Bless him, Lord.
Well, I asked them when they got here, I said, what are y'all doing? We come to have church. I said, well, how'd you know we're down here? You're predictable.
Hallelujah.
I mean, I just don't call church off. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know? But how many know that's just integrity is all it is. That's looking to Jesus and saying, Lord, you'll make a way where there seems to be no way. See, we can do it in little bitty matters, but the big things that comes against us, it's time to come on up to another level. Not just to stay down on the pebble level. Whatever that is.
So.
got to get up on the rock level, man.
Amen.
Higher, praise God. You know, they say that's what the... I mean, I got a dog that gets out in the middle of the older she gets. You know, she gets right out in the middle of the driveway and lays out there in the sun at 80 and 90 degrees. Just a patent where their tongue hanging out, laying out in the sun. And I told her one day, I said, why don't you get under the porch, man? You're making me hot. But you know what I believe she's doing? I believe she's soaking up the sun. There's healing in the sun.
Yeah.
In the natural. Praise God. But there's healing in the Son of God.
Yeah.
In the spiritual. Hallelujah. And that's what we look to, praise God. We look to Him. We look to His Word. Praise God. Give me the James. chapter 1. But be doers of the word, embracers of the word, embrace healing, embrace, you know, wealth. People work 15 jobs for it, you know, to have a good life. To, you know, I'm in a good place, man. I mean, I've walked with the Lord. I told Teresa the other day, praise God, we were talking not too long ago, and I said, you know what? We didn't just get here overnight where we're at. But God, we expected the blessing to work, and I've spoke over myself for years that I'm not going to have to live off of Social Security or whatever, you know. Nothing wrong with it. I'm not really just talk about down on Social Security. I'm not, praise the Lord. But you know what? I made up in my heart and mind, been confessing for years, that I'm going to be so blessed that I don't even need Social Security by the time I get old enough to get it.
Amen.
If it's still here. Well, I believe that. I told Teresa, I said, we've worked with the Lord, and we've gave, and we tithe, and we sow, praise God, and we believe God, and we've come out to an abundant place. I read the scripture back years ago in Deuteronomy 8:18. It says that it is He, God, that gives us the power to obtain wealth, that He might establish His covenant with us. It's God that anoints us. It's God that increases us. It's God that increases my business. I went around, the Lord spoke to me one time. See, if you pray and fast and seek the Lord, He'll give you a word in situations that you don't know what to do, that your mind is confused in. And He spoke to me, he said, big jobs, less work, more money. I thought, glory to God, glory to God. Nothing's happening until I start saying what God says. I started saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for bigger jobs, less work, and more money, praise God. And you know what? I increased and still increasing today in commercial jobs. It's bigger jobs. Dave and Travis does all the work. I stand around and watch them.
Hallelujah.
Now I pill around there and do it, but they do the work. But you know what, praise God? I make more money in commercial. Well, it ain't just because I'm in business for myself. Remember, God told me. He said, begin to confess that. Begin to get in agreement with what I'm saying to you. And let it come out of your mouth. Let it abide in your thinking. And some people said, well, you're just after money. No, I took it and burned it one time. Burned $100 bill. And I spoke to money and I said, you are not my master and you never will be my master. You mastered me back when I was lost, because all I had was broken dreams after you to get the life that only Jesus could give me.
That's right.
See, money couldn't do it then. I worked a couple of jobs. I worked milking cows, and then I went and worked for Teresa's uncle, you know, doing mechanic work. You know, then I saw worms and all kinds of, I'm trying to get a good life back then. When I was 18, 19, 20 years old, praise God. But it didn't start till I was 27, praise God, when I give my heart to Jesus, and then I begin to find out in God's Word, it's not working hard, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's bleeding big.
Right.
It's better to bleed big than it is work hard.
Amen.
I'm not saying don't work now, we need to work. The Bible says, let a man work with his hands, that he'll have to give to those that need. We're supposed to work with our hands that we have to give to those that need. See, God wants us blessed. I mean, you know, I've been through a lot in my physical body over the last 25 years, you know. But you know what? The whole time that I'm going through those physical things did not change my believing on the Word of God. I did not let it conform me to the culture that I was in, to the situation that I was in. I've always believed and will believe and preach it, praise God. Never believe based on what you experience or other people experience. Always believe based on the Word of God.
Amen.
The Word of God trumps everything in the natural. It takes the Bible says that we've been seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We're in this earth, but we're not of it. We're born from above. That's why the drawing of the Spirit of God and these things that are of God, they actually draw us into the things we're created to become and be. Hallelujah. Praise God. Be doers of the Word and not hearers only. You'll deceive yourself if you do it. James said, I'll deceive myself if I don't do the Word that I hear. If any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass with it. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. See, the word of God reminds us of who we are. And then when we're embracing God's word, it begins to transform and get in us and transform us into the image of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, that's why, you know, when the Lord first dealt with me through the scriptures where it says, husbands, love your wife as Christ so loved the church. And I thought about it. I began to meditate on that, you know, how much Jesus, he gave his life for the church, man.
Right.
You know, and I thought, man, that's deeper. I can't do that. How am I going to do that? I thought, if I just act like that, Teresa will take advantage of me. Because I felt like, you know, I'm little, but I was a bad boy, you know. And so I thought that she looked up to me somewhat because I wasn't a sissy. And so I thought, man, if I do this love thing, man, I'm going to look like a sissy to her. You know, I'm going to look like a sissy to everybody else, and people start taking advantage of me. You know? But you know what? I thought, okay, God's word says that I don't understand it. How many knows the Bible says, lean not to our own understanding? Right. See, we don't have to understand how God's word does it.
Right.
We don't have to understand every detail of how he's going to do things. We just take God at his word, and we let the word work in us to where it transforms our thinking. You know what? The first opportunity I had I was packing my lunch and this and that, you know, preacher was, and there was only one brownie left. And I was going to take me a brownie for a snack. There was only one brownie left. And I thought, oh, man, this is what it means, I guess. I got to leave her the brownie. And I thought, well, she don't even got to go to work. I'm going to work out here. She's staying at home, you know, and she got plenty to eat around here, you know. And I had that reasoning coming, you know. Oh, man, you need that more than she does. You need energy out there. And I thought, now I'm going to do what the Word of God says. And I shut the cabinet and left that brownie in there. And you know what? I left and I had the peace of God. And I thought, man, that just happened. I have God's peace. See, what I was doing, I was embracing the Word of God. I was embracing the Word of God. And you know what? Not only did I experience loving her in a deeper way in that manner of self-sacrifice, I experienced, you know, I thought, this is what he's talking about. Man, if I put her first before me, that's what Jesus did. He put us first before him. Praise God. And it caused the glory of God to come on Jesus. And you know what? From that moment, from that point till now, I was a really jealous man. I mean, if I thought a guy was looking at her, it's on. I mean, I don't care where I'm at or who it is. And I mean, it's just, it'd be on, you know. I mean, I'd kill you. I mean, I'm not saying that braggingly. I mean, that I would hurt somebody, you know, and everything. But from that point until now, God, that word began to set me free. And I've not got one jealous bone in my body. Actually, it put me into a place to where I'd be like, well, if she cares for somebody else, I love her enough, I would let her go. I want her to have a good life. You know, that scripture sets you free that deep. And where you really mean that you would let them go, and you know what? What you're willing to give up, especially sacrificing from the word of God, you'll keep it.
Right.
I've been married 36 years. I wouldn't change a thing. Praise God, I really wouldn't. I'd go back and work the word a little quicker.
Yeah.
I'd go back. If the only regret I've got is I didn't do it quick enough.
Right.
So the quicker we embrace God's word, the quicker that things happen, praise God, in our lives. Give me that Hebrews 4. It says, let us therefore fear lest the promise be left us of entering into his rest. If any of you should seem to come short of it, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them. Did you know that, I mean, I can hear the word of God and not embrace, and it won't profit me. I mean, I've seen people, I've seen Christians, you know, I seen this one Christian, he's a Christian and everything, and then went to church and he backed into somebody's car. The church. Didn't have no insurance or nothing. And so I told him, I said, well, don't you think you ought to fix your brother's car? Well, ain't got no insurance. I said, well, believe God. I said, I believe it to be a noble thing. I believe it would be a godly thing if you fixed your brother's car. Y'all are quiet.
That's right.
Well, I've done experience helping one of my brother's boys. I was helping him out, and I crushed his lawnmower hood. And I didn't have the money to fix it. And he told me, he says, well, just don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, man. I mean, it was already blah, 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 you know, and all that. And I was telling Teresa about it. I said, you know, he said, don't worry about it. She said, I'm telling you right now, it ain't right. It's not right. If you bent his hood, and you know, that put me under pressure right then. Because I was working for the other man. I only make so much a week, and that's all I made. And while I was making a week, I was tithing and everything. It was barely enough. Barely. But I made up my mind. Praise God. I thought, okay, what would Jesus do? Jesus would fix it regardless. See, and you know what? God brought the money in. And praise God. Besides my work, I don't remember exactly how I did it, but the money came in. And I went and bought him a new hood and symbols on there and put it on there. And I've done experience God meeting my need is why I was even telling the brother to do that.
Right.
Believe God. I've been believing God. No, you ain't.
Right.
If you believe in God, that fender will get fixed. He never fixed that fender. That dude's gone now. You know? And I never seen him prosper. I just never seen him prosper. And I started prospering. And I thought, you know what? If we embrace doing to others as we would have them, there was scripture for what I was saying. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. I've heard Christians get them before they get you. Do to them before they can do to you. That's contrary to scripture.
Right.
The word of God says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And when you do that, a grace and anointing comes on your life to empower you to believe in for the impossible looking things that you will be able to accomplish and do. But you know, you will come to a place where I can crash your car and I don't need my insurance. I can fix it. I'm buying another car.
Right.
That must be good owning your own business. It ain't got nothing to do with that. Not got nothing to do. I didn't own my own business when that happened.
Right.
I believed God where I was at and the supernatural work. But you know what? I learned something. Well, Richard and them started a church here, and I had a trailer down here hooked behind the truck. I went around through there, and Jack and I jerked his bumper off. You remember that? And so I go to him, and I said, go get an estimate on that. Nah, man, don't worry about it, man. Just any minute, it's just an old, you know, it's got bumps and that, blah, blah, you know. And I told him, I said, well, I said, I'm telling you the way it's going to be. I said, you get an estimate on that where I can fix it, or I'm going to get an estimate, and I'm either going to fix it or give you the money, whichever way you want it. He wouldn't get one, so I got one. I've seen what it was going to cost me to fix that his ride. Whether it was worth anything or not, ain't got nothing to do with my integrity.
Right.
It ain't got nothing to do with my walk. Do unto others as I would have them do unto me. I would want somebody to fix my vehicle. Right? And so, we settled up. He said, just give me the money, man. I don't really want you to do it again. But see, it didn't have nothing to do with Richard. It didn't have nothing to do with his car. It had to do with my prosperity, and I knew it. This was a test of me prospering. Praise God. The Bible says for us to do good. Don't be weary in well-doing, the Bible says. See, we're living in pressure times. I mean, just like this. Some folks, they are on a fixed income. They got Social Security or whatever they got coming. Inflation's up. I mean, gas is higher. Heat and gas is higher. Groceries are higher. Their income's not changing. I understand that. But I understand still the Word of God will work beyond that for them that are on fixed income.
Amen.
If they'll believe God believe God for the abundant that He can give them, praise God, well, He'll just increase them that you'll never lack. You'll never know when it comes.
Amen. Bless me.
Hallelujah. But you know what? Doing the right thing, you won't enter into the rest of God. You cannot. We got to have our conscience clear so we can enter into faith, which gives us rest. Hallelujah. But we can hear the Word of God and not profit us. It says not being mixed with faith to them that heard it. Now, you know, it takes faith for you to love your enemy. It takes faith for you to give. It takes faith for you to tithe when you ain't making enough to pay your bills. God told me one time, He said, well, if I was like you, owned your own business, you know, I said, no, man. I said, everybody starts down their own ground level. The elevators are going up. We just choose which floor we're going to get off on or stay on to go to the top. I said, no, whenever I was making my mind up to tithe, I said, I let them cut my phone off because it was either tithe or cut the phone off. I said, they cut the phone off. There wasn't no cell phones or nothing then. It was a landline. And I had the challenge then. I thought, well, if they cut it off, what if something happens to Travis, you know, and all of that stuff, and she can't call nobody, and she can't get in touch with me at work. And I thought, well, Jesus is with her. The Holy Ghost is with her. You know, I thought, he could tell me something can happen. I'll pull over to the phone booth. Well, I went on and did it anyway. They cut the phone off. I've never had my phone cut off again for not having the money to pay the bill.
Amen.
Praise God. In fact, the matter, I can have a bunch of phones if I want them. I don't want the one I got most times. Praise God. He says, for we which believe do enter into rest. See, once we believe the Word of God, once we, you know, and sometimes that's a process. It was a process. I mean, you know, just like I heard all of my life, you know, Weston, we did not have a good background. I mean, we didn't have a good name, Buck County. You know, we just didn't. There was a bunch of us, and a lot of them was just rebellious and authority and fighting and all kind of stuff, you know. My oldest brother, he's gone on to be with the Lord now. I mean, he been at the pool room most weekend knocking somebody out. Probably gambling down there, and he's a pool hustler. He could run the table. You give him one shot, he could run the table. When he'd act like he, you know, don't know how to play or nothing, hustle a bunch of people in, get to Annie up there, and then he'd run the table on them. Well, that makes people mad. You know, I mean, so anyway, so I thought to myself, I thought, well, you know, I'm just a Weston. I didn't inherit this bad. You know, I just inherited this, you know, and everything. But after I got born again, I thought, I'm not a Weston anymore. I'm not against my, you know, my dad and their, I'm not even saying that. But I became a child of God.
Hallelujah.
I've come into a new lineage. I come into a new, my background was gone. It was washed away. I was washed in the blood of Jesus. The Bible says, all things pass away, and behold, all things become new, and all things are of God. But you know what? I had to let the Word of God go in there. And I said over myself, I'm a king and a priest unto God. I'm a chosen generation. I'm a royal priesthood now. Amen. I said that until I believed that. Now you can't convince me anyway. Anything different.
Right.
I know in whom I put my trust in, praise God. And I know that the road is sometimes is not easy. The challenge is to do the Word of God. It is. I mean, it used to be hard for me to witness. I'd go to work, you know, and I'd be like, I'm trying to just, because every time I would witness for Jesus on the job, I'd get persecuted. Some of us probably couldn't even handle the persecution I got in the first 2 months, I'd say. 30 people worked that place. And if I clocked in at 7, I got it. I got to where I wanted to go in early. See, if I got to go in at 5, I didn't hear none of their garbage. But if I had to go in at 7, Bible thumper, boy, blah, blah. I mean, I got it. I got persecuted every, you know, and somebody told me one time, I said, well, maybe the Lord wants you out of that devil's den. And that's all I went, and I thought, Lord, do you want me out of that devil's den? He said, no, I sent you there. He sent me in that stuff. And told me, he said, I want you to be a light in a dark place.
Amen.
He said, I want you to stand and grow in love. And so, see, some of the things we face that we don't realize, hardship and all of that, God is wanting us to grow and develop in the things of God, in the love of God. When I left there, I had favor with my boss. He came to me one time and he says, what's happened to you? I said, I got saved, Jack. Yeah. Well, I mean, I know you go to church. I said, nah. I said, I got saved. See, he affiliated going to church as being, you know, being a good person.
Right.
That's not what gets you good. Yeah. I know people that go to church and they ain't saved, I don't think. I know some of them, you know. But see, church ain't what changes us. God's word's what changes us.
Amen.
Out there on the workforce, out there when your finances are tough, when things don't look good, when things are not favorable, then you got to stay in a right spirit and confess God's word. If you need time off, ask God for time off. If you need rest, ask God for rest. It don't mean you got to go to another state. Praise God. You can have the rest of God all the time. He that believes enters into rest. And you know what I'm working on now? I'm working on being more tempered. I'm trying to working on letting the things that are trying to discourage me take me higher. I thought about it the other day. I thought, well, I'll just take a day off, just lay around the house and all of that. And I thought, no, I don't lay around the house. Ain't nothing getting done laying around the house. But God, I got up and got gone, man. Got busy, praise God. Being productive, hallelujah. And you know what? You look back and you're like, yeah, glory to God, hallelujah. Glad I didn't quit. Glad I didn't sit down. Praise God. You know, I've had many chances, many opportunities just in the last 2 or 3 weeks to be oppressed. But I walked in, we told them, just, I think it was yesterday. Anyhow, there, this guy that ain't, he won't work or nothing, walks around once for all that. He said, could you buy me a biscuit? I said, are you broke? Buying a Coke there, right in front of God and everybody. I said, are you broke? Yeah, I said, why? Did you not work? Well, I'm headed to work now. I said, what are you doing here? You should be at work. You're losing money. Oh, I can buy you. I can pay you back later. I said, no, you won't. This ain't your first biscuit. I said, get a boy biscuit. I said, now go to church. I'm telling you, go to church right there. Everybody laughing. I said, then we told him, like, man, you want to beg? You're a Christian. He's supposed to be a Christian. I wasn't getting on to him. What happened to your faith, man?
Right.
You ain't got to go around begging.
Right.
We're not beggars.
Right.
We have to get out of that beggar's mentality before we can get into believing mentality. See, the beggar has to die. When we get born again, we have to put him to death. That beggar, that thief, all of that stuff. We have to put it to evil thinking. You know, our thinking can be pure. We can have pure thoughts. I go long spans. I don't have evil thoughts anymore. Hallelujah. And the closer I get to the Lord, the more my mind stayed on the Lord, my heart is in peace. My mind is thinking God thoughts. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you. God wants us to mature. But if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, pray in tongues. Pray in tongues more than you pray in the natural. Pray in the Holy Spirit, praise God. The Bible says, building ourselves up in our most God-like holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep ourselves in the love of God. Well, I don't believe in them tongues. Well, they're in the Bible. Somebody told me one time them tongues, they're of the devil. I said, well, I've had Goosebumps Stone in Van Halen or whatever concert I was at. I said, I never did get filled with the Holy Ghost. The devil was all in there. I mean, it fogged up the smoke. Marijuana smoke, man. Everybody's stoned, getting down, had goosebumps. I said, why didn't I get filled that night? Your tongues is of the devil. Why didn't he fill me? I said, what'd he do? Wait on I got saved, then fill me? I don't think so. I said, this that I got came from the Lord. I said, and I use it now more than I do English. I said, if you don't believe in it, you won't be bothered with it. I said, but if you'll get in there and get into that word and find out it's a gift to God, gift from God, a lifeline that Satan can't enter into, he don't know what we're saying because our spirit is praying. Yeah. Our inner man is praying. So if you ain't filled with the Holy Spirit, you need to ask God, Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit, Lord. I don't know how I preach without it. It just takes on a whole new level of spirituality when you use that gift. Get out of your mind what it sounds like. Get out of your thinking what the world says about it and half the church. I don't see it. I don't understand none of that. Don't the Bible say don't lean to that?
Yeah, right.
Proverbs 3, lean not to your own. What did he say? When you understand tongues, you'll get it. If you understand, if you ain't going to understand half of what God does until we get spiritual minds, till we get spiritually discerning the Word of God, enlightened by the Spirit of God from the Word of God. Revelation, praise God. I told a guy one time, it was actually my brother, he was going through some marital stuff, and I told him, I said, well, you know, the Bible says, love your wife as Christ so loved the church, you know. Went on and on. I was going to get a divorce. We come back here with all of this wasn't here. We not even thought about the church. And there was a room over there and this right here, this stage right here and all that. And there was a wall here, seemed like halfway or something. And so I just come back here and I said, I'll tell you what we'll do. I said, we'll just fix you an apartment here, man. You go ahead and get a divorce. He's a Christian, you know. I said, you can go ahead and get a divorce and all that. We'll fix this up, put a little living room. Oh, I just went the whole vision up here. Yeah, boy, he's feeling real good. Had somebody room with me. Got done, I turned around. I said, or you can put your foot on the devil's neck and fight for your marriage, man. I said, you don't have to get a divorce. I said, all you got to do is take authority over that devil and just come under that anointing we have as men and husbands, praise God, that gets rid of that devil, praise God. But you know what? He was the man of the house, laying down, letting the devil just convince him of all kinds of stuff. He geared up, and they didn't get a divorce for a long time. Trial come again, they got a divorce later down the road, years down the road. But it proved out the Word of God to me. If a man will get up and fight the good fight of faith, it takes faith to love your wife. It takes faith to submit yourself to your husband, especially if he's not acting right. See, it don't say, wife, submit yourself to your husband as unto the Lord if they're acting right. We're supposed to be submissive even when they're not acting right. The Bible says that we will win, that women can win their husbands over by their chaste conduct. Godly conduct. Gentle. Joy. Love. Peace. Gentleness. Those are fruits of the Spirit. So I want to encourage you, praise God. You know, let everything that comes, let it take you higher. But you can't do it if you don't embrace God's Word. You got to embrace God's Word. What does God's Word say about this situation? Lord, what are you saying about this situation, Lord? Lord, give me wisdom. Give me wisdom that I don't have in this. Ask Him for it. Ask Him for wisdom in the situation, praise God. And you know what? God'll show up and He'll give you ideas and different things. I mean, I know He did on that job the other day. It could have cost me $3,000. I could have just shut her down right then and said, well, it is what it is. But I mean, my mind wouldn't go there. And I thought, no, man, God's going to work this out. Then I started thinking. Then I pulled the tape and I started looking. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you know what? Then I was able to see it before we did it. I'll be honest with you, I was a little nervous as the job went. I wanted Dave and Travis to hurry up right at the scene. But you know what? The guy came down there, he wrote me a check, we wasn't even done, left. Got paid for it, got done. Hallelujah. That's what he'll do for all of us. He'll work these supernatural things in our life, praise God, when we stand on God's word and trust him. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And Lord, we just thank you tonight for your anointing.